Some 7 or 8 years ago, I think, I invited my friend, Mr. Goh Seng Lim. He's well identified in this congregation as one of the few who have white hair. So he's easily seen anywhere he goes. So we were going to Family Bible Camp. And I invited him along, and he found the Lord there. So tonight he has happily agreed to give his testimony of how the Lord found him, Mr. Goh Seng Lim.
Good evening, in the name of our Lord and Savior. About 50 years ago, I was introduced to Jehovah's Witnesses by a friend. I'm sure some of you know what Jehovah's Witnesses are. I thought I had found the truth, so Nellie and I, we both joined them. Not very long after, we were quite active. They selected me to be a leader of a group. So I was conducting Bible classes. Actually, the classes were more study of their articles in the Watchtower magazine. I even had a concordance, which I hardly use. Anyway, we were going out on weekends, groups of us, house to house, door to door, witnessing. We will declare the good news, and we will sell copies of the magazines of the Watchtower. On our walking around door to door, we sometimes meet people who are not too hostile, but there were sometimes people who are quite nasty. In one household, a man called me Satan. He said to me, "Get thee behind me." And in another house, the householder threatened to set loose a vicious dog. So, tactfully, we retreated. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses deny the Trinity. They also deny that Jesus is God. They believe Jehovah created all things through Michael, the archangel. There were often contradictions and changes in their teachings, which were very frequent, and their reason was that the light of truth was getting brighter. Now, I can't remember exactly when, but we began to have doubts. And Nelly and I felt insecure in our belief. So eventually we left. But it was not so much because of the doubt, but more because I was a slave to tobacco. I was a very heavy smoker. And I was not free. I felt not free to serve Jehovah. So we left. So would the truth evade me? Well, apparently not, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:9. I read, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when God acts, we are not to question why. When He helps us, we are very happy to receive. So, He set me free from a nicotine addiction, an addiction which I suffered for many years. And He also led us, Nelly and I, to Calvary Pandan Baby Church, where the door was opened for us to join the BBK class. We were thus very well grounded in the faith. Finally, we were baptized. Now, more than ever, Nelly and I feel that we are receiving the blessings of Christmas fellowship, Christian fellowship, and the wholesome food from God's word through His faithful servants and from our Golden Years care group. Every Lord's Day, we would joyfully participate in morning worship, in prayers, and singing praises to the Lord. We receive more spiritual food at sunset gospel hour and at prayer meeting, where we join together with fellow Christians in speaking to the Lord. Now all these experiences add dimension and strength to our spiritual growth. As it were, in artistic terms, adding color to a black and white picture. We thank the pastors and elders for their zeal, and we thank our Heavenly Father for His grace and mercy. And as the psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and I shall live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
You may wish to know how I got to know Mr. Goh. Some nearly 40 years ago, I was about to launch the Bible Presbyterian Banner, a magazine. I needed an artist, and I was recommended. By the way, he's, in my opinion, the best artist in Singapore. This is his work. It is on your camper book when you get it. He draws in a way that you recognize who it is he's drawing. None of these modern art. So he is a good man. Jehovah Witness is a cult movement. I hope you understand what a cult is. It has something of Christianity, it takes it and runs off in a tangent. And out of a few of the beliefs and items of faith, develops a whole system which is erroneous and without salvation. You know what they stand for in Singapore? Anti-national service, anti-raising of the flag, and anti-blood transfusion. So they would rather their child or whoever it is who needs blood transfusion to die, rather than have blood transfusion, because they say it is wrong in the Bible. So I'm not here to talk about Jehovah Witness. But it is a banned organization in Singapore. Now, this evening, my topic is drunken woman. What do you think of the subject? Please turn to your Bibles in Revelation chapter 17. Let me read for you, Revelation 17, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, "Come, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication." Now up to here. And then the rest we will explain to you. Tonight is a lesson in eschatology. This is not Bible college, but I think you should know the meaning of this word eschatology. What is it? I've defined it for you. It is a branch of theology. So you are in a Bible college, as it were, a class, a projection from the Bible college. And this branch deals with future things, things that are going to happen that we must be ready for. Deals with things like death, life after death, or resurrection. That is the afterlife. And the Bible uses eschatological language. So the title of tonight's topic is The Drunken Woman. Please do not expect to see an actual woman who is drunk. But it is eschatological language. Why do we identify a certain organization as the drunken woman? It is in contrast with something else. In contrast with the Church of Jesus Christ. Here it is. The Apostle Paul says, of the Church of Jesus Christ, which we are one. Paul says, "I have espoused you." When we become Christians, we are, as it were, espoused, married to Jesus Christ. We, as a corporate body, are as a virgin. In other words, we are pure and we will not believe in erroneous doctrines and do erroneous things, sinful things, anyhow. But the Bible language refers to us as chaste virgins. If I, as a pastor, engage in other religions or erroneous ideas about our religion, then I am no longer part of the chaste virgin organization. Please understand. I have not become a woman. But the term for the true church is a chaste virgin. So that is the Church of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus himself is the heavenly husband. So that is a picture of our relationship. We must be loyal and truthful and steadfast in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, in contrast to the true church, the church, as I told you, is a chaste virgin. That's what we are, or that's what we all should be. But in place of the chaste virgin, there now arises a different church. One that does not practice the faith that we believe and we have received from the Bible. For example, the priests in this church, not this church, but the church we are talking about, are forbidden to marry. And when they are on fire, they practice their sex on children or on males. Male with male. This is what is happening. Why did the last pope resign? Why? You look into the internet, you may find it there. So, we are talking tonight about the Great Hall. The Great Hall is, what is a hall, by the way? What is a hall? A woman. An immoral woman. One that takes any and all comers into her affection. Now the Bible in Revelation 17:15 says, this great whore is a woman sitting upon many waters. The many waters is explained in Revelation 17:15 as many nations. Do you know? For example, our church, Bible Presbyterian, possibly is found in America, where we came from. That's our origin. Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia, maybe another three or four. So making the total of 8 or 10, the very most. Do you know in how many countries this false church is found? How many? Nearly 200. Every country, the best properties and the highest organizations are Roman Catholic. Do you know? Look at Singapore. Yes, the best hospital. I like it. In my esteem, one of the best, Mount Alvernia. You go there, you are welcome, you get courteous Christian treatment by nuns and nurses. You are well treated, you are given Christian love. That is one aspect of that Great Hall, one aspect. Yes. They are trained to be kind, and they are kind. You have no doubt about it. When you go there, you will agree with me. Now, this Great Hall is found in many tongues and nations. As I said, about 200. 3 years ago, I read in the papers, Prime Minister Najib, who is very prominent in the recent elections in Malaysia, flew to the Vatican. Where is the Vatican, do you know? Where is it? Rome. It is a small part of Rome, separated unto the church when the Pope, in 1929, with a very forward-looking mind, approached the dictator in Italy. Who was the dictator? Do you know? The friend of Hitler. Do you know who he was? Mussolini. And came to a deal. Mussolini, give us this centerpiece of Rome, and that will become the Vatican. Oh, dear friends, do you know the history? So that's how it is. Now back to Mr. Dajib. He flew to the Vatican in order to present his credentials so that Malaysia became the 179th state that is recognized, that has diplomatic exchange with the Vatican. Who is the Vatican? What is the Vatican? We Bible Presbyterian churches, as I said, may be found now in about 7 or 8 countries in the world. Do we have diplomatic representation? Answer is no. Nothing. But he flew, Mr. Najib flew, to the Vatican so that he presented his credentials to say, Your Holiness, we want to be represented and to have that diplomatic exchange. The writer of Revelation foresaw this, but he wrote in eschatological language that this church is as a woman sitting on many waters. The many waters explained in Revelation 17, verse 15 says, He said to me, The waters which you saw, upon which the whore sits, are people and multitudes and nations. That's verse 15. It explains to you what we are talking about in this strange language. All right. Now you understand. Some 200 countries. Malaysia was the 179th country that sought diplomatic exchange. Then when you have diplomatic exchange, don't you ill-treat my people. All the Catholics in Malaysia were protected. Do you follow? All right. So this was foreseen. This church is going to sit on many waters. It's going to be recognized as a church by nearly 200 countries. Is the BP church recognized anywhere? Answer is Kosong. Nil. We are not in that game, you know. So this is why it is called a whore, not a pure chaste virgin. For our citizenship is in heaven. We are concerned with spiritual things and not with political or material things. Basis of our redemption and our membership in the Church of Jesus Christ is that we were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, a spotless lamb, Jesus Christ. When he appeared on the scene in Israel, what did John the Baptist say to the people? Do you remember? He pointed to Jesus, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Who was he? The Lord Jesus. That is the basis of our redemption. That we have believed in Jesus, the Lamb of God. Do you know what a lamb is? The baby of a sheep. And you take the sheep to the slaughter. Does the sheep make noise? Answer is no. It goes willingly until its throat is slit and cut. Makes no noise. That is sheep. Jesus Christ is as a sheep. So I show this once more, so you never forget what we are. We are the church espoused. In other words, married, as it were. Not physical, but spiritual. We are only faithful to the Lord Jesus, our spiritual husband. That Paul says that I may present you to him as a chaste virgin. No one else, only Jesus is in that relationship. So now, in future, when I show woman, don't expect a woman to appear. We are referring to the false church. Understand? And this woman is riding on a beast, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, how do you identify, as I say, this is eschatological language. How do you understand? Turn back to Daniel 7:7, and there you will read there. This is the fourth beast of Daniel. How many beasts did Daniel see? 4. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and the fourth one was Rome. So here is the clue. How do you know? You have to read Daniel's prophecy. Then you know this woman or church is riding, using, allied, and manipulating the political alliance with Rome. Do you follow? Okay, I hope you do. So now you understand why it is called the woman. Now, it gives you further clues so that you will make no mistake about who the woman is. It's in purple and scarlet. The identifying colors of this woman, of this church, is scarlet, red, and purple, with gold, precious stones, pearls, golden cup, and all it is concerned is material gain. Why did Martin Luther rebel against his own church, the Roman Catholic Church? Why? Because of this man who came along selling indulgences. The moment you pay the money, I give you the certificate, the soul of so-and-so is protected from hell. You follow? With that certificate, you are protected from hell. Wow. With that certificate, I can buy a motor car here. It's COE, you know. COE spiritual. Here it is. It's nothing more, nothing less. So Martin Luther said to himself, if the soul is so cheap, if I can buy salvation for my soul with money, what is this teaching, this doctrine? What is it? What is it? But it has brought into that church uncounted billions of dollars. So it is expressed in stones, precious stones, pearls, And this is called fornication. What is fornication? What is fornication? This again is an eschatological term, a spiritual term. Whereas husband and wife have marital relationships, only one to one and nobody else, only one to one, pure, unadulterated, no adultery, one to one. This one is anyone come. If you pay money, you get it. This is a filthiness of fornication. Do you follow? These are spiritual terms. It's got nothing to do with the flesh, but this is spiritual. You want to get your sin forgiven? My patient came to me. I said, "Hey, I heard your father died. What happened?" "Oh, he got converted by the Roman Catholics. And now we five children pay $5,000 per year." I said, "For what?" "Oh, to have father's soul released from purgatory." "What is purgatory?" "Purgatory is another kind of paper, COE. It's called hell, and it is supposed to be like hell. Now your father is in there. You want him to get out? Of course. You are sorry for him. You want us to pray? Big prayer, big prayer, big money. Pay." In Ireland, where I was trained, it says, high mass, high pay. Low mass, no choir, only mass, low pay. So that's how they get so rich. Gold, precious stones, pearls. Now you understand why they're so rich. In addition, this woman is also drunken with the blood of the saints. Who are the saints? Do you know that during the Reformation period, William Tyndale, one of the four who were burnt at the stake because of the translation of King James Bible, one of the four men, burnt. For that alone, William Tyndale was one. And he never recanted, never retreated from this kind of threat. He went on, "I must translate the Word of God for my people into English, that they can read for themselves and not be slaves to the church who control the Bible with Latin. Even if you will read, you don't understand what it means." Now this man wants to translate. We will get him. They got him. Who was he? Tyndale. They burned him. Alright. So you represent these people who are burned, who are killed. Do you know how many hundreds and thousands of people, including women and children, who persisted in reading King James Bible, were burnt, were killed. All right. This woman or this church, so-called church, is drunken with the blood of saints. Ah. Where were they? Throughout Europe, Switzerland especially, and Czechoslovakia, in those countries, hundreds and hundreds and thousands. In France alone, in Paris, one night 3,000 were slaughtered. For what? For believing in Jesus Christ and for holding on to the doctrines of salvation. So, this woman is drunken to their account. although they didn't physically drink the blood, but because they perpetrated those crimes of killing, of burning, and torturing. How many? Uncounted millions. Uncounted millions. This you can read, and I have brought here 10 books for those who wish to read, but on condition you return to me. All right. Drunken with the blood of the saints and blood of the martyrs of Jesus. These people chose, you burn me, you kill me, you hang me, carry on. But I want to read the Word of God. What word? King James Bible. At that time, the only Bible that told the truth. And even now, the only Bible that is faithful to all the articles of salvation. So this is the description of the woman. Now you understand, we're not talking of a physical woman, but because the true church is a chaste virgin, the false church is a whore. One is a true one-to-one relationship, pure and chaste. No one else. Only Jesus Christ and believer. Whereas the false church is anyhow. You want to become our member, anyhow can. All right. As long as you pay your dues, and we will register your name. Now, as I said, I'll show you the treasures of the Vatican. What is the Vatican? It's the church, Roman Catholic Church. How big is the Vatican? Do you know how big it is? The size of a golf course. How big is the size of a golf course? I don't know. But there are different sizes. It is said to be about 110 acres. Alright, that is all. Singapore has got over 400 square miles multiplied into square kilometers makes many thousands, hundreds and thousands and millions of acres. Vatican is just about 109 acres. But its treasures are immense. Immense! Here is a sample. It says, in her hand was a golden cup. Look at this. It's more than gold. Studded with stones. Do you know stones are so expensive? Much more expensive than gold. Here it is. By the way, these are genuine Vatican treasures. About 20 years ago, I went to the Vatican just to pay a visit. Here is the Vatican. As it is today, you cannot estimate the worth of that building and the things that have gone to make that building. It is amazing. That's why millions of people who see it say, this is the holy city. I want to be a member of it. So it is. The wealth of the Vatican is beyond imagination. Even the Vatican themselves have lost count. Can they know? Answer is impossible. Because over the centuries, the accumulation of wealth is so overwhelming. No one can keep a record. Even if you record, your book is filled to overflowing. On top of this is his open arms to all and sundry. Do you know that there is a periodic World Day of Prayer for Peace called by the Pope? When he calls for that prayer meeting, who go? Every religion on earth of any standing sends its representatives. How many were there last count? 200. From what religions? Every Christian denomination, every non-Christian religion is represented there, which is of any importance. Everybody must be represented. And who calls? The chief of the Vatican. Who is the chief of the Vatican? The Pope. Do you know that the Vatican, as a political organization, is stronger, more powerful, even than the United States? Do you know that? You say, how can it be? The world number one is the United States, isn't it? Yes. But this one is more powerful. Why? Because it has got 1.2 billion members. How many members are there in the United States? 350 million. Million. This is 1.2 billion. This is 1,200 million. Do your sums properly. It is the most single, most powerful political entity in the whole world. You don't know. I don't know. Until I read, now I know. And this is called a church. That's why it is called a woman. So, today it is allied with what? Who are allies of Rome? Who are they? BP churches? Do you know? Amazing, amazing. Why? Because today they are all called churches. Christians. Who are they? Roman Catholics. Jehovah's Witness also can. Methodists, Anglicans, Presbyterians. Do you know that at the end of last century, all the evangelicals have pledged loyalty to Rome? Do you know? They signed an agreement called Evangelicals and Catholics Together, ETC. Evangelicals and Catholics, ECT, together. They had conference and studied the whole idea and said, yes, true. You and I'm evangelical, you are Catholic. We sit together after days of study, we say, we are together. And they let's sign. They signed it 1992 or so. All right. So, why is it we are against the modern English versions of the Bible, MEVs? Why? Why don't you like it? I say, at one time I had a secret love and desire to possess that kind of Bible until I found out the truth. So it is very deceptive. You read, you say, reads better, easier, I can understand it better than reading these and thous. But here I can read you and ours. Very good. Ah, dear friends, hidden in the small print here and there, there are so many changes you don't know. Modern English versions. Liberalism, new evangelicalism, charismatism. By the end of last century, Rome had them all sewed up. Every one of them pledged, we will return to Mother Church. Without Mother, we are orphans. We need Mother. So all roads lead to Rome, the one world church. Please understand the ecumenical movement. What is it all about? Answer, one world system. It is coming to control the whole world through religion, through politics, through money and business. Control the whole world. Who are the people who will control the whole world? Two powers. Vatican, number two, United States of America. Do you know that? You say, well, that fellow Obama is a very innocent looking fellow. Ah, he is smarter than you. Smarter than you. He knows what language to use. So I'm telling you, you say, what are your credentials? You can call me anything you like. You say, I'm a false prophet. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth about. So, we are talking about saints and martyrs of Jesus. Are there any more saints and martyrs today? Very few, very, very few. Everybody is so scared that his skin is touched, too sensitive. But dear friends, let us stand fast. Stand fast. So many, through so many years, in so many countries, John the Apostle could only wonder. That's why he wrote here, with great admiration, I admire this woman, amazing, so rich and so powerful. Do you know? After tonight, maybe. But the process of falling away is on. What is the falling away? What is it? Everybody wants to survive. Ecumenical movement is one world system. You want to trade with profit, you join it. The ecumenical movement is also religious. You want to be recognized, join it. Casting doubt on God's word. Tongues are genuine. Wow. Can you make tongues? Can you talk in tongues? They say, if you don't have tongues, you are not one of us. Separatism is too narrow. So they have imbibed another spirit, another persuasion. Finally, the colors that are given as the colors of this woman. By the way, remember, woman means church. What are the colors given? Scarlet and purple. Do you see purple at the lining? This is original. I did nothing to it except produce it for you. And the color of the gown is scarlet. Amazing fulfillment of prophecy. And this is Vatican at night. Can you see the real estate of 109 acres, controls the whole world through this Vatican. Again, see the color of the woman, the color. Again, I said this is original. This is what you get out of the magazine, showing the cardinals in the cardinal gowns. And the wealth is simply unbelievable. Do you see the stones? The stones alone, you can never imagine the wealth of the stones. Revelation 17:9 says, and Rome is built on seven hills. Do you know? It's in the Bible. Revelation 17:9. I've finished. Amen. Now, I brought something else for those who want to learn further. I brought 10 books for loan. For those who would like to enlarge their knowledge, these books are for loan, and I have put into each book a card. You write your name and give me your telephone number. Then you can keep the book for 1 month, not more. After that, I will ask for it. If you want to lend to someone, get my permission and I will fill in the name. In God's name, His Holiness. The Broken Cross. These are big books. All of them are lining up here. 10 of them. The Keys of this Blood. Vatican Billions. Secret History of the World. Mystery Babylon. Ah, what is it? Read. What the Bible Teaches. And finally, a very mysterious book called Babylon is a code name, meaning to say Babylon. What is Babylon? You read and find out. Loan for 1 month only, but must be returned, please. Let's pray. The closing hymn, let's pray first. Heavenly Father, grant to us